Comic, he's awesome. He's a national headliner. He's been a writer for The Tonight Show. And ladies, you are going to love this. He is an ex-male stripper. Let's hear it for Perry Kurtz.
You're gonna slide right off your seat. Calm down. Well, good evening, everybody. Welcome to the show. My name is Perry Kurtz. How about a round of applause for your host and MC Alan, who does this every year. What a great guy. It is just so good to see him back in men's clothes again, and I really mean that. So it's good to be here. I'm a little different than most of the comics you see tonight. First of all, I'm happily married, and I get laid on a regular basis. So right there, that difference is. Thank you, a couple other married people. Tell you though, it's kind of weird. I've been married now for 17 years to the same woman, and actually happy about that. And sometimes I actually say that, and wait, where are you going? You going to pee? Go ahead, we'll wait for you. She'll be back soon, there's no paper. Anyway, yeah, I know it's annoying to run back and forth and try to air dry. That's why they sell chapstick in the ladies' room. But I always mention that I've been married for 17 years and I'm happily married, and women generally applaud when I say this, and I can't tell if they're really happy for me or just glad I'm off the fucking street. I really don't know. But I love my wife, very funny lady. We actually met online. She got a great sense of humor. One night she was bending over and I was looking at her butt. And I don't think about things. I got into comedy 30 years ago because I just don't think. It just comes out. And she was bending over and I said, "Hey, honey, you're smiling at me." And she went, "Pfft." I said, "What was that?" She said, "I threw you a kiss." I was glad it wasn't a French kiss. You know what I'm talking about here? Yeah, but I'm doing better than I was. Just recently, I had a hip operation. I had my left hip replaced. They actually took out the hip, replaced it with a steel ball, and put a rod in there. And it's great because before the operation, I was taking Vicodin all the time. You guys ever hear of Vicodin? Yeah. That way, where somebody opens a pill bottle anywhere, people go, "Is that Vicodin?" And I was taking like 20 or 30 a day. I was so numb that I couldn't even tell if I was peeing or not, because there was no pain. And that can be a problem, because I remember there was a time I was talking to this guy, and I'm talking to him and he looks down and he goes, "Hey, what the hell's going on down there?" "I'm sorry, I didn't know I was going." So I had the operation and I was a little nervous because they said they're going to put a catheter in. You know what a catheter is? That's where they insert a tube into your hoo-ha there. And they say it's not so bad with women, but I was nervous. I mean, think about it, guys. They're going to stick a hose in there. And I said, "Well, is it going to hit it, Kurt?" And the doctor said, "Well, it's going to smart a little bit." I said, "How about if I kick you in the balls? Is that going to smart a little bit too?" Anyways, it's going to smart a little bit. I said, "Well, how about if we do this? It's going to hurt. Can't you take like some of the Vicodin, crush them up, put them in water, and just like dip my penis in there? Would that work?" He says, "No, it doesn't work." I said, "How about if you just take a needle and squirt some Novocaine in the end of there?" And he looks at me and goes, "We don't have any needles that small." This is my doctor. So I had the operation, I love it now, and I went to go over to, I did a tour of military base in Korea and Japan in the summer, and I went through the metal detector in Japan, and it just went nuts, just beep, 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 and they sent out this little Japanese policewoman to search me. What they do over there is they follow your seams of your clothes, where everything's sewed together, to see if you got explosives in there, and when she starts going up here, she was using both hands, she had both hands here, and she actually lifted me with her hands. And I just went, "Whoa, I love this." And she gets that, she goes, "Oh, thank you very much." I go, "No, thank you very much." And I went in the bathroom, I parted my hair on the side, changed my shirt, and went back three more times. Because I'd been married to the same woman for 17 years. But I did have something wonderful happen to me about 4 years ago. A miracle happened. When I married my wife, she had three children, so we've raised them. They're 24 to 18. And my wife is on birth control. We really didn't want to have kids. And one day she takes me in the bedroom and says, "Close the door." I close the door and she says, I need to talk to you. So the first thing I said is, what did I do now? Guys know this. When the wife says, close the door, it's time to shit your pants. And she says, well, I'm pregnant. And I looked at her and said, any idea who the father is? She's the only person who didn't find that funny. And I said, well, how far along are you? She said, well, I'm 5 weeks late. I said, can't you just take like a 5 week after pill? And she goes, that's two, you better stop now. So she had the baby, and now I am so thrilled. I've got this beautiful little daughter named Bella. She's 4 years old, and she is the funniest thing in the world. And what's great is she's beautiful. She's absolutely stunning. I'll show you her picture. She's so pretty that when I take her out, people say the same thing. Your daughter is so beautiful. Your wife must be stunning. Hey, I was there. My wife likes to call her the best 10 seconds of her life. Isn't that nice? Yeah, but she's great, but now she's so smart, which is weird because she picks up everything. That's what they say, kids are sponges, you ever hear that? And they do, they repeat everything. And one time, I was coming out of the bathroom, I almost knocked her over, she goes, Dad, you scared the crap out of me. And I said, honey, you can't say that. Crap's a bad word. Yeah, don't say it. It's like, you say crap. Please don't say it anymore. Crap's really bad. Don't say it anymore. I won't say crap. Stop saying it. It's like, yeah, no. Crap, no. Crap, no. Besides, where did you learn a word like that? And she goes, from the bitch in the corner. And she's on the computer. My problem, she's 4 years old, got her on the computer, 2 years old. I caught her the other day downloading and installing a program. I walk in, there's a little loading bar. I said, what are you doing? I'm installing a program. I said, I told you don't do that because you could break the computer. She goes, Dad, it's Nick Jr. How bad can it be? And I said, yeah, what? And she goes, fuck. I said, don't say that. She goes, frick. I said, don't say that. She goes, oh, I can't curse, but you can, because you're a comedian. And the bad thing about it, they can't leave you alone for 2 minutes. Every time me and my wife go in the bedroom to try and have a little of that magic time, there's a knock. Hello? So my wife figured something out. She says, come in the bedroom. I close the door. She says, lock. And I go, okay, what did I do now? She goes, guess what? She goes, snap that. And pulls her pants off. And she's completely naked. Had Velcro put in. Totally naked. And she lays down on the bed, puts her legs up there, and she says, get up here. And I went, all right. So I strip down to my socks, because that's when guys think we look cool, right? We're right there. Are you ready? Woo-hoo! And I jump up, and I got about an inch of it in there. You know, I got half in there. And... I'll tell you when it's a fucking joke. Anyway, so I got an inch in there. And she says, okay, don't move it. She goes, okay, your turn. And I go, the rest of the other inch, I go, what? And I rolled off, we were done. 33 seconds. We had consensual, mutually satisfying sex. And that's what guys want. Ladies, you've heard guys, I want to make love to you all night long. I want to rock you until dawn, till the bullshit. Men are lazy pieces of crap. We invented the remote control so we don't have to get our asses off of the couch. What we want to do is get it in, get it off, wipe it off, and go the fuck to sleep. But this is great. I think this is terrific what they're doing for the kids. I want to thank you all for coming down and doing this. It's absolutely wonderful. It's just great. Really, I mean, to do this is terrific. And Alan, you know, to do this is... The money he's not making is just great, but as a comic, I tend to be the kind of person who does things, that say the wrong things. Give me an example. My first day of seventh grade, that's when I realized that I had a potential to be funny. I went into school and I signed the roll sheet. I wrote Perry Kurtz. Then I wrote Dick Kurtz. So the roll sheet goes to the front of the room. Teacher starts calling out names. Okay, who's Perry Kurtz? And I raise my hand. Then she's, okay, who's Dick Kurtz? Everybody put their hand up at the same time. I was suspended the first day of school. A couple years ago, I did comedy right down the street at the casino here, the Hawaiian Gardens Casino, and the guy in the bookstore said to me, listen, you know, we have some Asians here. Please don't say anything negative about gambling or about the Asians. Which was, you don't, because as soon as I got on stage, this 80-year-old Japanese woman walked in front of the stage and I went, hey, didn't I fuck you in Vietnam? She laughed hysterically, sits down, hands me a $20 bill after the show. He says, I'll give you $50 to do that line again. Yeah. But I gotta go, my wife's calling me right now, I can feel it in my cell phone. And that's the thing that I hate. Cell phones used to be great. Remember when you got a cell phone, and it was your, I can get a call anytime. I can make a call anytime. Now they're a pain in the ass. The other night I was having sex, and the phone rings. And I pick it up, and it's my wife. And she said, what are you doing? I said, I'm having sex. She said, are you taking another one of those long showers again? Well, I gotta get out of here. I wanna thank you guys for being here. My name is Perry Kurtz. I have a website called The Real Perry. Stop by, you'll see me and Bella. If you're driving home, remember a lot of people will be driving drunk tonight. So if you are driving, please drive as fast as you can. It's harder for Nancy. You guys have been great as always. Thanks. See you next year.
Let's hear it from Perry Kurtz. Woo!